The Hidden Node, Dog Days of Podcasting, 2013 edition. It is August the 25th, my second episode for the day, and it's the 26th episode. I'm behind one. Probably only going to end up doing this as a additional episode today, because I found out why I had to delete a minute-long segment at the end of my last episode. It's because my headphones are going out. Yeah, that sucks. What that basically means is right now I'm wearing one old pair of headphones that the headset just works on it, and I'm still using the microphones from the other headset, but I'm not too sure of the levels you're getting, and I'm not really confident on that. I will likely switch to the phone for the rest of the time. Speaking of that 1 minute I cut out at the end of the last episode, I basically mentioned that, is there any way to get the Alphonic app on a earlier Android device? Because I'm using a Droid 3 still, and apparently the official Alphonic app, 4.0 Android only, and I'm not updating till at least October, if not November. So, but maybe I can upload from my phone directly to the web. We'll find out. In the meantime, yeah, I'll probably end up switching to my phone for the rest of these recordings, just because of the instability this has. It also means that my putting up an episode of The Hidden Grid is going to be delayed this weekend, which means it's going to be delayed 2 weekends because I don't have an episode ready for DragonCon. That sucks. Is what it is, though. I have ordered a new headset. The one I'm using... Let me be honest. I go through a headset at least once a year, if not once every 9 months or so. I don't know why, I'm really bad at my headphones. So I tend to buy ones that are, I used to buy more expensive ones that were a little bit more sturdier, but I found that they kind of had the same lifespan as the other headphones. I guess wire tucking, me moving around, just things like that, they die. It's just a fact of life. So I switched not to using, like, the cheapo headsets, but they're not exactly the highest grade, and I think the microphone's pretty good. It requires definitely a noise leveling, and I add a little bit of a little buffer thing to the end of the microphone. But otherwise, you know, they're inexpensive, and just means I have to buy a pair of headphones every, you know, so many months. And so, come to find out, the headphones I'm using normally, which I like, normally they used to cost me around $25-$30. Yeah, they're on sale for $10, so, yeah, I went ahead and just bought two of them, Prime shipping and eligible, so, yeah, I'm gonna have two pairs of headphones come, Wednesday, and basically I'm gonna have headphones for 2 years, because these are broken, so, shitty, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, so, that is what it is. It sucks, but, you know, sometimes the expensive happens, and they happen at the, worst times, because I don't really want to spend money on headphones right now before the convention. But what are you going to do? So, and that's kind of really my big thoughts, I guess, for this episode. It is late in the evening. Like I said, I'm probably not recording the third episode today, just because of the headphone issues. But I have pretty much packed. I've got, you know, some of my electronic things to pack, and I won't be packing my backpack until Wednesday night, but yeah, for the most part, I'm all set. I have opted to wear my new top hat this time. I know you guys are, those of you who have seen my DragonCon, are used to seeing my more traditional large Mad Hatter black top hat, but my wife is really happy about getting me a hat, and so in order to make her happy, I'll be wearing the brown top hat. It's a little bit shorter, kind of a faux leather kind of thing going on with it. But, you know, we'll see how it goes. I'm holding the black one, though, and I really want to wear this one. We'll see if I can convince her that it's okay for me to wear the black one, because I like it better. Just because it's got more nostalgia, and it's this ridiculously huge traditional black top hat, and jeez, I guess I'm kind of convincing myself to want to wear the black one. We'll see. I may try to wear both of them around the house, see which one she likes me seeing in better, but I know a lot of it happens to be the fact that she picked it out, and, you know, it's a really cool top hat, don't get me wrong. I love the brown leather top hat, it's a nice top hat. It's just, the black one's kind of my signature, you know? It's just kind of my thing. I don't know. I'm thinking about it. I've got a few more days to decide. So, until then, I will see you all, talk to you all tomorrow. Bye-bye.